Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our seventh installment on Perspectives on Challenges. Just to discuss a little bit more, looking at when the difficulty comes, perhaps even as some type of retribution for sin. There's a fascinating Gemara in Maseches Tanis. The Gemara in Maseches Tanis, much of the Gemara, much of the tractate, talks about the idea of communal fasts when there are droughts and things of that sort, and different aspects of communal fasts when the community feels that God is sending them some type of message that they need to repent, they need to do better. And one of the practices at one point, depending on how long the drought goes for, how many communal fasts they have, things kind of gradually ramp up. But the Gemara in Maseches Tanis, Daf Tazayin Amud Aleph, talks about the fact that there would be a practice of putting ashes on the ark in which the Torah is held. And the Gemara says, why in the world would you put ashes on the ark? And Rabbi Yehuda ben Puzzi explains, and he cites the pasuk of Imo Anochi Betzara, that God says, I am with him when there is a time of distress. In other words, the message being conveyed by the practice is that we're in pain. When we are in pain, kaviyachol, as if to say, God himself is in pain. And again, thinking of a parent with a child, when we see our children having difficulties, it pains us they have difficulties. Though sometimes as they're having difficulties, we appreciate it's important for them to have that experience. They'll learn from that experience. They'll grow from that experience. But as we see them painfully grapple with the experience, it doesn't mean we're not in pain ourselves. So that's just something I think worthwhile to think about. Another perspective when we look at the challenges that we encounter in life is based on a comment by Rebbe Avahu in the Talmud Yerushalmi in Maseches Tanis. And he cites the pasuk in Tehillim in Psalms that says, Batsar hirchavtali, that God, when things were in a narrow strait, you made things wider for me. So the basic meaning of that verse is, when things were tough, God, you helped me through the toughness. So Rebbe Avahu explains that David HaMelech, the author of Tehillim, is saying that every time I found myself in some type of difficulty, you did something to make it easier for me. You gave me the challenges of the whole story with Bas Sheva, which is a whole discussion in itself, but the bottom line is, it was a relationship that David was in that on some level was considered inappropriate, and he faced grave punishments, and he experienced grave punishments from that experience. But ultimately, from that very relationship, Shlomo HaMelech was born. So David says, I had a situation of tsar, of challenge, of something very narrow, and you broadened it for me. From the very narrow thing, you gave me good from it. Not only growth type things, but from the challenge itself, you somehow sweetened things as things progressed. David HaMelech says, I was involved with so many challenges of leading the Jewish people, and ultimately, God saw to it that the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, came through my son. So this is a remarkable thing to think about, and I maybe we'll elaborate on it more tomorrow. To be able to look at an experience, not necessarily blessing in disguise. When we spoke about blessing in disguise earlier in the series, that was like, wow, you thought it was bad, and it turned out being great. You just didn't know how to look at it. Okay, that's true. That's wonderful. That's something else. This is sometimes there are things that really are maybe even punishments. But even within the punishment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu so many times gives us something positive that we can take from the punishing circumstance. We'll talk about it more tomorrow, God willing. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.